This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The Galena Fire west of Fort Collins was fully contained on Wednesday. At the height of the blaze, Poudre Fire Authority Chief Tom DeMint noted that air resources were hard to come by.
You know, in March, it's a little tough because you're trying to find resources that are available.
A U.S. Forest Service Type 2 helicopter did make it to the scene within the first 48 hours. But with this year's fire season starting earlier than usual, a pair of state lawmakers wants to create a Colorado air tanker fleet in hopes that air firefighting resources are always available. KUNC's Nathan Heffel has more.
At this time of year, national firefighting air resources like heavy air tankers and helicopters are spread strategically across the country by the U.S. Forest Service. The theory being that resources will be closest to the areas with the greatest need.
However, this time of the year, we just have less of those resources as we do, say, in the middle of fire season, so May, June, July, August, that time frame.
Steve Sagan is with the Rocky Mountain Area Coordination Center in Lakewood. The agency coordinates the mobilization of firefighting resources for a 5-state region, including Colorado. Right now, he says most of the air fleet is grounded.
We don't have a lot of fire activity, so the aircraft that we do have available, or the aircraft that are normally available throughout the fire season, are off contract and down for maintenance and that kind of thing.
More than 1,300 fires burned across Colorado last year, with over 240,000 acres burned. And with fire season starting sooner in the West, some lawmakers and fire managers are concerned over the lack of resources.
It is important for air tankers to be out of service for several months each year.
Jennifer Jones is a fire and aviation spokesperson for the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.
So that the maintenance and inspections can be done, and that's really critical to ensuring that they fly safely.
Air crashes and an aging fleet have diminished the number of heavy air tankers the Forest Service had in the early 2000s from over 40 to just 9 for the entire country. Only 3 are in service this month. The rest will be placed in service over the next few months and fully available by June. That's not to say the Forest Service doesn't have additional aircraft at its disposal. Jones says an additional 16 private contract planes are on standby. But
it is not uncommon for all of our assets to become almost fully committed, whether we're talking about firefighters, engines, air tankers, or helicopters. And during those periods of time, we prioritize fires to where those that are threatening life, property, critical natural and cultural resource values receive the assets first.
And that's not good enough for Republican State Senator Steve King, who represents Mesa County on Colorado's western slope.
You know, they say that past performance is the best indication of future performance.
King introduced legislation on Thursday, along with Democratic Senator Sherry Jean of Wheat Ridge, that would create Colorado's own air tanker fleet capable of responding quickly to any fire across the state.
The federal government's ability to respond to wildfires, not only in Colorado, but throughout the United States, has significantly declined.
It's estimated that King's legislation would cost the state around $20 million a year to fund the air tanker fleet, which would be managed by the Colorado Department of Public Safety. While there has been no official discussions about the number of tankers in the fleet, King has his own ideas.
3 air tankers, 3 command and control fixed-wing airplanes, and 3 or 4 helicopters stationed throughout the state during the fire season. And I think that we would be well on our way to having control of that situation and control of the possibility of catastrophic fires.
King says he's not yet reached out to the U.S. Forest Service about forming a Colorado air tanker fleet, but Jennifer Jones of the National Interagency Fire Center says the Forest Service is helped by other state-owned air fleets.
Other state partners in fire suppression, such as the state of California and the state of Alaska, do already have their own air tankers, and the U.S. Forest Service certainly benefits from that.
Even with rain and snow in the weekend forecast, Colorado remains dry, and the latest drought monitor survey doesn't indicate a change anytime soon. And with conditions eerily similar to 2002, fire managers warn that Colorado could be poised for yet another long fire season. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.